Well, hello, my friends, and welcome to another Sunny Day Devo. It's time to take a few minutes and savor the silver lining. You probably can't hear it, but boy, the wind is just whipping it up outside the window here. We've had some interesting weather recently, not the least of which has been a lot of rain and fog, which kind of leads me into the poem this morning. So page one, A Time for Rhyme. This one is called Be Careful Who You Follow. I traveled home one foggy night. My heart was tense and filled with fright. I could not see far up the street and feared what accident I'd meet. Ahead I saw a car's tail light and chose to follow it that night. I stayed as close as I could dare. The stress was more than I could bear. I gripped the wheel and strained my eyes. Would something take me by surprise? The scenes of dread flashed through my mind. Would mangled cars be what I'd find? Then suddenly my heart did drop. The lights ahead came to a stop. Alarmed, I jumped out of the car and rushed ahead, my mouth ajar. Why did you stop? I asked in fear. Is someone dead or injured here? The man looked back with a puzzled face. Why, no, I'm home. This is my place. I'd followed him into his drive, with little thought where we'd arrive. I'd focused on his path so long, I'd lost my own and journeyed wrong. With blushing face, I drove away. I'd learned a lesson on that day. Be careful who you follow home. Your story could become a poem. I hope you enjoyed that. I wrote that several years ago, but it really fit because we've had a lot of fog around here. I guess I already said that. All right, today's passage comes from John chapter 12, verses 25 through 26 from the New King James Version. And it reads, He who loves his life will lose it, and he who hates his life in this world will keep it for eternal life. If anyone serves me, let him follow me. And wherever I am, there my servant will be also. If anyone serves me, him my Father will honor. You know, although some might call it tunnel vision, one of the most common traits of a great leader is intense focus. From this passage, we can draw three principles that lead to a great quality of leadership and great Christianity for that matter. Number one, we need to remember that the competition must not become a distraction. Remember the phrase, he who loves his life will lose it. In this particular context, Jesus is the goal and the world is the competition. So the competition must not become a distraction to that goal. Number two, the goal must be emphasized. It needs to be repeated and then emphasized again. Count the number of times in this passage the word me, I, or my are used. It's quite interesting, I think. We need to continue to repeat and count and repeat and then reemphasize it again. Then number three, the focus must possess a validating end game. Notice the phrase, him my Father will honor. So a validating end game. Page two, a wonderful thing happened on our way to heaven. This was written back in 2008, and this one's about Bryson. A little faith goes a long way is the title. Well, he's off again. Each year at this time, Bryson packs up and travels to Arlington, Texas for Winterfest. It's a gathering of thousands of Christian young people. In the past, we've taken him part way. This year, however, he'll be making the 8-hour trip with one of our closest friends, Kathy. Tonight, Bryson will be blessed to hear my favorite Christian band, Cutlass. If it weren't for the 8-hour trip and the fact that I will soon be getting on the road and traveling myself again, I'd love to be with him when Cutlass takes the stage. Bryson has a great love for music, and Cindy and I are doing everything possible to help God mold his musical talents into an effective tool for the King. Please pray for Bryson that he'll not only be safe physically, but more importantly, that he will have a spiritual mountaintop experience which will impact him for a lifetime. Each year, he comes home telling inspired stories about the lessons and events of the weekend. My greatest desire for Bryson is that he be a faithful servant of God, and that he possess and find the dynamics necessary for his own ministry. Pause for a second in the reading. Interesting note. Bryson now, all these years later, Bryson is a youth minister at a church, and this very weekend, he is supposed to be taking a bunch of kids to Winterfest. Kind of interesting, isn't it? I didn't really plan that, but I thought that that was interesting, showing that evidently some of this stuff worked. Anyhow, back to the story. I remember the first time I took a cross country trip. That's what it is. The first time I took a cross country trip without my parents. We were living in central Pennsylvania. My cousin was going off to college in Abilene, Texas, and he asked me to help him drive there. I had just gotten my driver's license, and I knew that the chances of me going off on this trip were iffy at best. However, after much pleading and convincing, my parents consented. Early one morning, we headed off for Texas, and I've been traveling across the country ever since. I've often looked back on that decision by my parents, and I've been very thankful for it. Without question, the faith they showed in me that day helped propel me towards the ministry that I have today. They had installed within me a confidence. Had they installed a fear of travel or a lack of confidence in my ability to go, becoming a missionary to America might never have happened. Because they had faith in me, the fear of driving from coast to coast through some of the biggest cities in the nation has never really been an issue for us. A little bit of faith goes a long way. Now that I too am a parent, I know how much heart-searching and faith it took for my parents to let their teenage son climb into a vehicle and travel halfway across the country without them. Bryson, I hope one day, will look back on the experiences that he's having today and understand that his father is placing confidence in him, and this will build a confidence to let him travel and do the things that he needs to do in ministry. Life lesson? As Bryson drove away just minutes ago, I lifted my hand and I waved the sign language for I love you. It's not easy watching your firstborn go off without you. And let me be blunt, let me be honest. It's not easy trusting God with the life of your own son. Oh, sure, I know, being an evangelist, I'm supposed to be way beyond that. But contrary to what you might think from Sunday morning evangelists and all of those kind of things, we too struggle with our faith. God has never failed me, although I very often do not understand what he's doing in my life. His ways have always been the best. I take confidence in what God does, and like my parents before me, it is because of that confidence in my Father God that I expect the faith will continue to grow and that Bryson will be safe. In Mark chapter 9, verses 23 through 24, Jesus said this, "Everything is possible for him who believes." Then immediately the boy's father exclaimed, "I do believe. Help me overcome my unbelief." I can so relate to that passage. Here's a challenge for you. What is it in your life that you have trouble trusting God to handle? Bow your head right now and ask him to help you overcome your unbelief. Page 3, the wrap-up. Remember, the quality of your day is directly connected to the depth of your relationship with the Lord. Be careful who you follow home. Your story could become a poem. This week, resolve to have a laser-sharp focus on the will of the Lord. Step out. Trust him. Well, that's a wrap. Do you enjoy the Sunny Day Devos? Would you like to support this effort? If you're interested in supporting our family ministry, be sure to send your email address along with your next contribution. Contributions can be made online at sunnychiles.com, or they can be mailed to Sunny Childs and Family Ministry, P.O. Box 682, Paragould, Arkansas, 72451. Until next time, remember, the most important question in life is this: what on earth are you doing, for heaven's sake? Be there. Matthew 16:26.